Amherst College swimmer Kendra Stern's time in the 200-meter freestyle at last year's NCAA championships was good enough for eighth place in Division I and All-American status. The only problem is that Stern did it at the Division III championships. Only a game's Doug Tribou reports.
It's the last Saturday in January, senior day for the swimmers at Amherst College. Today's matchup against the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is the class of 2011's final meet in the small western Massachusetts town of Amherst. And the 500-meter freestyle is Kendra Stern's last individual event at Pratt Pool. .500 meters is 20 lengths of the pool. Stern takes the lead immediately. By the second half of the race, the only time other swimmers are near her, they're headed in the opposite direction because Stern has already lapped them. When she taps the wall in just over 4 minutes 51 seconds, Stern has obliterated her own pool record by more than 3 seconds. Stern puts her goggles up on her head, checks the scoreboard, shakes hands with an MIT swimmer in the next lane, and hops out of the pool. No pump of the fist, no slap of the water, not even much of a smile. Kendra Stern does not like celebrating.
I've always just had this thing like once you touch the wall, the race is over and there's nothing that you can do about it. And I don't want to say like it's because I'm uncomfortable by like the win, because like obviously I'm excited to have won, but at the same time I think that I try to play it down, and that's not always the best thing. I think that people like to see me get excited.
And Stern has had plenty of exciting moments. She holds 5 individual school records and was part of all 5 of Amherst's relay records. 3 of her Amherst bests are also national Division III marks. She's won 10 national titles at the NCAA D3 championships. Meanwhile, Stern is a double major, art history and Spanish, at one of the country's top academic colleges. Amherst men's and women's swimming coach Nick Nichols says swimming and school get equal billing in Kendra's life.
You're here obviously to talk about swimming, but if you're here to talk about art history, you'd never know she was a swimmer. There are professors who, when I mention the name, is she on the team? And I just, I don't think she would tell you that she's a swimmer.
In the latest College Swimming Coaches Association of America poll, the MIT women's team is ranked 6th in the nation. The Amherst Lord Jeffs are number 8. MIT women's and men's head coach Dawn Dill says even in a meet between top Division III programs, Kendra Stern is in a class of her own.
At NCAA, she could probably win any event from the 50 to the mile. She'd also place top 3 in just about any other event, the IM, the 100 fly. She could be a finalist for any Division I powerhouse, and the fact that she's really developed here at Amherst College under Nick's tutelage has been just fun to watch.
Stern grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and her parents, Mimi and Walter, are in town for senior day. They're wearing T-shirts made for the occasion with a picture of Kendra as a small child leaping into a pool. Mimi Stern says smaller schools appealed to Kendra.
After talking with other people who had been to D1 schools or participated in athletics at D1 schools, it seemed as though the swimming aspects were basically a full-time job. And to be able to do other things and actually have a life and the opportunity to pursue outside interests at your whim seemed to be much more comfortably handled at the D3 school.
Kendra's final 2 choices were Amherst and nearby rival Williams College. But there was a complicating factor. Her older sister Megan was already a student and swimmer at Amherst. In the end, Kendra decided to join her on the Lord Jeff's team. The sisters still share relay records, but Kendra quickly eclipsed Megan's individual marks, something coach Nick Nichols wasn't expecting after Kendra's first campus visit.
And Megan had already had quite a bit of success here, and she said, you want my sister to come to school here, she's going to be really good. And I watched her swim, but I can remember looking and thinking, yeah, she looks like she might be okay. And I don't want to say it might have been the biggest mistake I've ever made, but I'd love to say I saw the potential from the beginning, but I really honestly can't say that.
Unlike many collegiate swimmers, Stern didn't focus on the sport exclusively until high school. When she got into Amherst's training program, her time started falling fast. As a freshman, she won 3 individual national titles and 3 more in relays. Fellow senior and men's co-captain Ryan Colby says Amherst's practices are co-ed, and Kendra often ends up working out in the guys' side of the pool.
When I was a freshman, Nick told me sooner or later I was going to lose to a woman. I was going to lose in practice to a woman, which I didn't think was going to happen. But then the day happened, and I lost. And, I mean, at the time, I had qualified for NCAAs that year in the 500 free. But if Kendra's having a good day and you're having a mediocre day, you better man up because you're going to get run over.
Stern's accomplishments make her a leader on the team, but she says it's a role that doesn't come naturally.
I'm not like the first person to, you know, make a big speech before the meet or to say anything really, so I'd rather cultivate relationships with a few people and leave my mark that way.
Amherst sophomore Emily Sweat says even without speeches, Stern's leadership is strong, and it showed during a recent training session.
She would come back from practice, and before you knew it, she was going out on a run. It's incredible to see the lengths that she's willing to go to reach her goals, and I think that that is definitely contagious.
In the closing event, Stern anchors the 400 free relay. Amherst wins the race and the meet. Stern wins her fourth event of the day and comes one step closer to the end of her college career. What's next? Coach Nick Nichols says they've talked about training for another year for the Olympic trials.
I think that would be fun, but it's a bit more of a maybe a Division III attitude where I'm not going to push her, her parents aren't going to push her, and if she wants to take a shot at it, then we'll put a plan together. But I think she is that good that it's worth considering.
Kendra Stern does not enjoy talking about herself. During our conversation after the meet, her cheeks turn bright pink. She also doesn't like to get ahead of herself.
What's your ideal scenario?
For the end of this year?
Or no, for the end of your swimming.
For the end of my swimming? Oh, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Too far
out. It's a lot to think about, and I like to take things sort of like small steps at a time. If I look too far ahead, I freak myself out.
The Amherst women defeated Springfield College last weekend to close out their regular season at 7-1. Stern and her teammates are preparing for the New England Small College Athletic Conference Championships, which will be held at Williams College later this month. The NCAA Division III Championships in Knoxville, Tennessee, open March 23rd. And in case you're willing to look a little further ahead, the U.S. Olympic Trials in Omaha, Nebraska, begin in June 2012. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribune.
You're listening to Only a Game.